AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. An update this afternoon on the man accused of shooting five people on a Kentucky interstate. Hai Panjwani reports he's identified as 32-year-old Joseph Couch.
An arrest warrant says the man vowed to kill a lot of people. The affidavit quotes a text message that police say Couch sent to a woman 30 minutes before he opened fire over the weekend on Interstate 75. The affidavit quoted a separate text in which Couch said he would kill himself after the shooting. Meanwhile, law enforcement agencies across southeastern Kentucky are still trying to apprehend Couch and are searching in dense woods.
Our goal is to apply steady pressure and wearing Mr. Couch down.
Trooper Scotty Pennington with the Kentucky State Police.
The longer he is in the woods, you know, last night it had got pretty chilly and today it's got kind of humid and hot. Hopefully he has no water and nothing to eat.
That audio is courtesy of WHAS. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Tropical storm Francine strengthening off Mexico, forecast to come ashore in Louisiana Wednesday night as a hurricane. And a couple of notable deaths at Crane Pool of the 1969 World Series winning New York Mets yesterday at 79. And Margie Zaraletta reports actor James Earl Jones at the age of 93.
You have failed me for the last time,
Madden. James Earl Jones was the voice of Darth Vader, the voice of Mufasa in The Lion King, the voice of CNN, and he was a lifelong stutterer. He wrote in his autobiography, Voices and Silences, he did not talk for years because he was too embarrassed to speak. A high school teacher helped him find his voice. Jones said in a 2005 AP interview, being Darth Vader's voice led to a lot more work.
It began my work in commercials because they wanted the voice of authority that they saw in Darth Vader.
Jones also had roles in Field of Dreams, Dr. Strangelove, The Hunt for Red October, and as one of the first black actors on daytime TV on As the World Turns in 1965. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
This is AP News. Wall Street bounced back after a rough week.
I'm Seth Zutel, and this is the AP Markets Report. Stocks closed higher on Wall Street, breaking a four-day losing streak. The S&P 500 rose 1.2%. The benchmark index is coming off its worst weekly loss in a year and a half. The Dow and the Nasdaq Composite also rose 1.2%. Boeing added 3.4%. The aircraft maker reached a deal with its biggest union on a new labor contract. Treasury yields held relatively steady in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note edged lower to 3.71%. Investors are looking ahead to more updates this week on inflation. Seth Zutel, New York.
Apple's charging into the artificial intelligence craze with this new iPhone lineup. Four different iPhone 16 models will all come with a special chip to power an AI suite. The features are designed to turn its often blundering virtual assistant Siri into a smarter, more versatile sidekick. Change is not expected until a December update. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.